Psachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Batzek Shebesidke Areva. If you have a container and that container has cracks in it, imagine you have a wooden bowl and you fill in those cracks in the bowl, or it happens to be that there is dough which gets stuck in the cracks. Imbiyesh kazayis makom echad. If you have one full kazayis in one spot, chayev levayer, you have to remove it because that's considered chametz ben. But for im lo, but if it's a tiny amount, it's less than a kazayis, so batel b'miyuto. The Gemara explains that it's dafka, it's specifically in a case where you want it to stay there because it's going to fill in that crack, and it's a good filler. If it's not something you want to leave there, so then it's considered chametz, you have to get rid of it, you see it's in that crack. V'chein le'inyan tumah, but the same thing is true for tumah, whether or not if that amount is a kazayis, so then if a sheretz touched it, it's tamei. But if it's less than a kazayis and you want it to stay as part of the kli, then it becomes part of the kli. And that's what the Mishnah explains. Im makbid alav, if you are literally makbid, means you are insistent on it, mean you want to remove it, you don't want to leave it as part of the kli, then it's chotzeitz. It creates a barrier. Vim rotze bekumo, but if you want it to stay there, harei hukar areva, it's like part of the bowl. And this is true in other areas of chatzitza where you have a piece of paint or something on top of a kli. So if you want it to remain there, then many times it's going to be batel, it's going to be tuffel, and it's not going to be a chatzitza. But if you have, let's say, you want a tovel a kli and you have a sticker on top of it that you want to remove, then it becomes a chatzitza. Batzik acherish. Let's say you have cherish, means it literally means it's a deaf mute. It's not indicating anything. You have dough and you can't tell from looking at it whether it became chametz. Im yesh kayotz bo shehechmetz. If you have a similar dough that sat for a similar amount of time, harei zeh aser. It is aser. Today, we measure chimutz in amount of time. Let's say usually we say the standard is 18 minutes. Something has a concern to become chametz. But in the times of the Gemara, they were actually careful. They were, in a certain sense, less careful. They were careful to watch it, but that sometimes you could, the Gemara says, you could potentially have a dough that would sit around for more than 18 minutes and wouldn't become chametz. But in this case, where you can't tell if it became chametz, you have to look at the comparison. Mishnah Gimel, Keitzad Mafrishin Challah B'tumah B'yamtuv. Here's the problem. Let's say you're going to make challah on Yamtuv. You have to take off challah. In the times of Chazal, they would take that portion of dough, they would give it to the Kohen would bake it and eat it. Great. But if the Kohen was tummy, or if the challah became tummy, if the dough was tummy, then the dough that you take off has to be burned, which is what we do with challah. Challah schutzlar, it's outside today, is only made, but even in Eretz Yisrael, where challah is real, it's tummy, so you have to burn it. Well, you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yatif. So how do you deal with taking challah on Pesach, because you can't just leave the dough until after Pesach, until after Yantav, because it's going to become chametz. So Rabbi Elazar Omer lo tikra l'shem ad she'teyafe. You know what you're allowed to do, technically speaking? You're allowed to take challah after it's baked. So you can bake the bread, take off a piece after it's baked. It's not going to become chametz. You say this, harei zu challah, leave it till after Yantav, and then bake, and then burn it. Rabbi Yosef ben Yisrael says, tata b'tzonin, throw it in cold water, which will prevent it from becoming chametz. Omer Rabbi Shua lo zeu chametz shemasaron, l'bayi rabbi imotze, el mafrash do manach da'ara. He says even a bigger chiddush. He says that this challah is not subject to the laws of Bayrab and Meimatze, and therefore it actually there's no problem with leaving this challah until the night, even though it's going to become chametz, because the pasuk is v'loyir lecha chametz. You shouldn't have chametz, but this isn't going to be yours. It's challah. It's going to be burnt because it's designated for the kohen, and therefore it's mutter. But the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer.